from the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The Packers get back to work preparing for the Baltimore Ravens. Various media reports say linebacker Clay Matthews would need surgery on the thumb he broke in Sunday's home win. ESPN reporting Matthews would be out at least a month. Mike McCarthy didn't give a time frame during his news conference yesterday. He also was asked about the lack of red zone production by the Packers.
To me, it's football. I don't think it's anything that we're doing that we need to change. You know, sometimes you're extremely effective down there. Once we've been, the good thing is we're getting down there. I don't know where we rank in the league because obviously some teams have one more game, but I would think we're pretty high in the red zone standings as far as getting down there. So as long as we keep getting our attempts, I'm very confident that we'll score touchdowns.
Monday Night Football went to the surprising New York Jets. They beat Atlanta 30-28 on a late field goal by Nick Folk. It was Geno Smith leading them down into field goal range in a two-minute drill. Baseball playoffs, the L.A. Dodgers have moved on. They eliminated the Atlanta Braves with a 4-3 win yesterday. Tampa got home runs from Evan Longoria and a walk-off shot from catcher Jose Lobatone in a 5-4 win over the Red Sox to stay alive in that series. The Cardinals beat the Pirates to tie that series up, and the Oakland A's beat the Tigers. They lead that series 2-1. Also, the Philadelphia Flyers fired their head coach Peter Laviolette yesterday. They've only played 3 games this season. The Flyers have lost all of them. And the Milwaukee Bucks begin exhibition play tonight. They're in Cleveland to take on the Cavaliers. You can hear that game on our sister station, Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9. That's a look at sports. I'm Tom King.